Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the channel. Today, I've got some more r/entitled parent stories for you. Entitled mother attempts to steal my $1,500 MacBook. So a bit of backstory, I have a lot of stress and don't like being in public places for long times. If I do, it means I'm not as keen to go outdoors again. Anyway, I was on the train for a 3-hour journey and everything was going okay until the returning journey. I'd noticed the kid sat on the opposite aisle from me. He looked about 7, behaving really crazily, screaming the whole lot. The mum was a Karen to a T. I sighed, opened my MacBook and started doing some Photoshop work I had been meaning to do. I put on my headphones and listened to my music, distracting myself from the situation next to me. All was fine until around 10 minutes later, I felt a tap on my jumper. I jumped and the entitled kid was there, tugging on my jumper. He asked, "Can I play on your computer? Mummy said I could." I was confused and replied, "Oh, did she?" She gave me a stern glare. I told the kid I can't as it costs a lot of money and he went back to his seat. I thought that was it. But 2 minutes later, the entitled mother walks up to me holding her entitled kid's hand. She asked, "Excuse me, did you tell my son that he can't use your computer?" I was taken aback and simply said, "Yes, mum, I did. This is very expensive and I don't want it to be damaged." She instantly cut me off. "Don't mum me, missy." I was scared. So I replied, "Please, lady, stop bothering me." She continued to inaudibly shout at me. I couldn't understand what she was saying. The entitled kid just whispered, "Mum, let's go. I don't want it anymore." She continued to shout, ignoring her son. She then proceeds to attempt to grab my MacBook. I shout, telling her to back off. I grabbed my things and went to another carriage. I got off at the next stop. It was my stop, by the way. Ugh, it's been a long week, so I decided to post this. To be fair, you actually handled this really well. I mean, usually we see the police getting involved in these sort of stories, but you definitely did the right thing. If you see an entitled person, just get away from them as quickly as you can. Moving on to our next story. Entitled father demands my fiance stop taking his epilepsy medication, threatens to call the police and sue us for emotional trauma. Some context. My fiance has suffered from severe epilepsy since 8 hours old. The doctors thought it was a phase and he'll grow out of it, but it took him to have a tonic-clonic seizure when he was 10 to get the right treatment and medication for it. Now, since that is out of the way, let's get to the main reason why we're here, the entitled parent. My fiance and I were in our local shopping center, just hanging out in the food court with my sister and my brother-in-law, when the alarm for my fiance to take his medication went off. Please note, he needs to set an alarm in the morning and night because he tends to forget to take them unless I remind him. I pulled out the Webster package that his medication comes in to discreetly hand him the tablets. Now, Webster packs are noisy little things and would let out a loud pop like someone popping a plastic bag. This must have been when we gained the attention of the curious child and her entitled father.
"Excuse me, but could you not do that?"
We all looked at the man, confusion on our faces. He must have realized that, so he added on to his demand.
"Take those in front of my child?"
"You mean my epilepsy medication?" My fiance spoke up, sounding a little defensive. He doesn't like having to take his medication, but knows the high risks if he doesn't. "Yeah, of course."
"Yes."
"No," my fiance replied, and proceeded to continue taking the tablets. That was when it happened.
"How dare you speak to me that way? I asked you as nicely as possible to not take drugs. I bet you don't even have epilepsy."
That was when my brother-in-law spoke up, as he had witnessed my fiance having several seizures in the past.
"And how dare you judge a person for taking something that can prevent themselves from ending up in hospital? He does have epilepsy, as we all witnessed him having seizures in the past."
"Don't you speak to me, you racist slur word towards people of color. I demand that you stop taking drugs or I'll call the police."
We all decided to just leave the food court as high stressful situations will make my fiance have a seizure. The entitled father was still going off his head at us to the point security was called and he was escorted out with his daughter. He still continued to yell at us whilst getting escorted out. After a few minutes, the same security guards returned and apologized for not stepping in sooner as they had another incident, a different entitled parent, earlier, which resulted in the police being called. They
asked if we were all okay. After a few minutes of being outside and a cigarette later, we all were ready to continue on with our shopping. Hopefully, we don't see the entitled prick again, but knowing my luck, we might, considering our town is so small. Yay, no sarcasm. Okay, so you said that security was dealing with a different entitled parent. Guys, I think we found where they shop when they're not harassing people. I need to know where this shopping center is so I can never go there. Entitled mum threatened to call the police on me for faking a disease. First run-in with an entitled mum. Yay. At the time this happened, I was 14. I am 16 now. Important, I have a bone condition, hip dysplasia, thigh bones slightly shifted, which causes me to walk with my feet turned slightly inwards. I always try to walk normally, but when I'm tired or exhausted, I don't give a dang anymore and walk how my condition forces me to. That must be horrible. Also, after walking long distances, my hips and knees hurt pretty badly, so then I don't walk normally too. Anyways, on to the story. I was taking a walk around the nearby lake I live at. I wasn't particularly tired, but my hips and knees started to hurt from walking a long distance, so I stopped walking normally. As I walked past the playground, I heard a loud gasp. An entitled mother walked towards me with a red face and proceeded to yell at me, "Stop walking like that, you're traumatizing my child." I politely tried to explain that I have a bone condition and that I'm in pain and couldn't walk normally, but she didn't want to hear any of that. "You're probably faking it to get attention and to traumatize my precious angel. I've never heard of a condition like that." The entitled mum then proceeded to kick my feet into the correct position, and I took a few steps back and yelled, "Lady, what the heck do you think you're doing? I'll call the police on you if you try to do that again." The entitled mum grinned smugly. "No, I'm gonna call the cops on you for faking a disease and trying to traumatize my daughter." "For God's sake, I'm not faking anything. Also, your daughter doesn't give a dang about how I walk. Now leave me the heck alone." The entitled kid was literally playing the whole time and didn't look over to us until we got louder. But then the entitled kid noticed the commotion, waddled towards us and tugged on her mother's shirt and asked her to leave me alone. The entitled mother turned to her and said in the sweetest voice, "Go back to the playground, dear. I'm only having a talk with this young lady. She needs to learn some manners." I sighed and started to walk away when the entitled mother screeched, "Where do you think you're going?" "I'm going home. I don't want to deal with your BS," I replied. First, the entitled mother wanted to follow me, but her entitled kid clung to her leg and begged her to just go home. That girl probably wasn't older than 7 or 8, but she had more common sense than her mother. Shake my head. Well, by the sounds of it, she has an entitled mother, but that is not an entitled kid. She knows what she's doing. I can't believe she kicked your foot to put it in the correct position. That is just, that is cruel. Moving on to our final story, you all worship the devil, so GTFO out of the library. Backstory, I'm a coordinator and organizer for a local reconstructive pagan and Eastern polytheism meetup. Being this is in a small town, we do occasionally get crazies at meetings and events harassing us, but this is probably the worst instance, as you'll come to find out. The scene. Today at 3 p.m. at a public library conference room, about 13 people are talking about Samhain related topics. It's pronounced Sal when it's an Irish Celtic holiday, which is on the 31st, and the origin of Halloween. Oh, interesting. Now, they are gathered in a large conference room set up for our use. We rent the room bi-weekly Saturdays. I'm standing up front discussing transportation situations, who has a car, and getting names of who needs one to get to various events people are hosting, when a woman and her two kids walk in, look at us, and say, "Excuse me, what in God's name are you doing in here? My kids want to play in this room." "Excuse yourself, mom. This room has been rented by insert name of local pagan organization here. We will be done at 4:30 p.m. and have paid for the room in advance. Please let us continue our meeting in peace."
"Well, I never. Satanists in my town?
No, we don't."
"Quiet, get out of my town."
She starts approaching the podium I'm standing at. "I'm warning you, don't interrupt the meeting or I will call security." The entitled mother then grabs my notebook and flings it to the floor and tries to grab my very expensive fountain pen. Instantly, two of the older men in the group, who I'll call Mike and Jesse, get up and pick up my notebook and try to separate her from me. The entitled mother slaps Jesse across the face, whose facial expression says, "God above, I don't want to hit a woman. He's a gentleman, so he wouldn't do that."
Meanwhile, her two children are now trying to steal my girlfriend's purse because it has Pokemon on it. The entitled mother shoves Jesse to the floor after decking him in the face, and immediately my girlfriend leaves to scream for security, who turned out to be on lunch. I'm now checking on Jesse, who has a swollen lip but no other injuries.
Get out of here, you demon worshippers! Pulls a effing taser.
Immediately, our group leader, a woman named Hannah, has had enough. She has already called the cops and texted her cousin, who's a deputy, and she yells, "Quiet!" Everyone stops what they're doing, other than the entitled mother's kids, who have burst into tears and are whimpering.
"You, take your two goblins and get the F out of my meeting right now."
She has begun shoving the entitled mother towards the door, a feat which in and of itself still astonishes me, as Hannah is about 32 years old, 135 pounds, 5'3", part Filipino, and incredibly friendly looking. But she's gone full tilt lady mode and is pushing what looks to be a late 30s woman who's at least twice as heavy as her out of the conference room. We all love people like Hannah. By this point, we hear the sirens, and the entitled mother tries to bolt, leaving her kids well behind. But three police cars come barreling into the library's parking lot and surround the library. Hannah turns to me.
"We'll continue this meeting in a bit. For now, we gotta straighten this out."
Everyone gets up. Outside, a police officer is questioning an agitated entitled mother. Me, Hannah, and my girlfriend all go outside. "Officers, that's the one Hannah called about right there." I point to EM. The first officer looks at me and then continues to question the entitled mother. PO2, take care of them. So, what happened here? Well, me and our group, most of whom are in the lobby there, I point to them, were having a meeting in a private conference room about our group events. We're a pagan group, so we were discussing our holiday plans. That entitled mother stormed in with her two children and demanded we stop. She then went on a rant about us being Satan worshippers and started assaulting members of the group, including myself, a gentleman named Jesse, and more.
"Gotcha, you pay for the room and this isn't a public forum, right?"
"Yes, sir, I have the receipts. I'm the founder of the group and handle the finances."
"Cool, can you have Jesse come out here so we can verify his injury with pictures? Also, do you have videotapes in there?"
"Yes, sir, we do. My girlfriend can go and get them." My girlfriend goes inside, retrieves the camera, and we play back the tape for the officer. Jesse comes out and gives his statement too.
"Okay, let me go and talk to my other police officer."
So he chats with PO1 on the other side of the lot. They walk over to the entitled mother, arrest her, and begin reading her Miranda rights. Heather goes over and talks with the cops again. She insists on pressing charges, and all of us at this point are willing to be witnesses. EM is arrested, and we watch the kids until their father gets there. He gets out grumbling and goes over to the kids, and then comes over to me and Hannah.
"I'm sorry my ex-wife did that. She's a religious nut."
"No problem.
Don't sweat it. I can see why you ditched her."
I chat with the father a bit more. He seems like a genuinely nice guy, and the kids seem to be honestly okay as well, just obviously dealing with a dumb parent. My girlfriend had been watching them while they waited for the father to arrive. My girlfriend then comes forward, offers the kids pocky candy, and they apologize for grabbing her purse.
"Well, grabbing other people's things is not okay, but if you're good for your dad, I'll tell him where I got it from."
I'll update this post if we get subpoenaed, but I'd expect a landslide here considering videotape evidence. Already emailed that to the local police department.
Well, that literally might be the craziest entitled parent I've ever come across. I had a lot of fun reading that story. As much as I don't like this entitled parent, I love how Hannah dealt with her. That was a good read.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Entitled mother accuses me of teaching her daughter gang signs. When I was in the fifth grade, I had an entitled teacher, Madam Lola. She was stuck up, had the haircuts, and always wore bright red lipstick that somehow got stuck in her teeth. She was in her early 40s. She was my home language teacher. She was very strict and yelled at you when you did something wrong, in her eyes, even though we were just curious 11-year-olds. She had a daughter, May, in the same class, and due to surname seat arrangements, the two of us ended up sitting next to each other. Madam Lola, however, treated her daughter like a princess, always saying,
"If only the rest of you were as disciplined as May."
Anyway, when I turned 11, my uncle was in an accident and he ended up going deaf. My mother thought it was best if I started learning sign language with the rest of the family. After a few lessons, I had the alphabet memorized. I was so excited to show my friends at school. While in Madame Lola's class, I ran up to May and began teaching her how to spell her name in American Sign Language, ASL, and basics such as hello, goodbye, and thank you. I wasn't aware Madame Lola had kept a close eye on us until a hand slammed down on my desk. "What do you think you're doing?" she demanded, narrowing her beady eyes. I was absolutely confused. I stared up at her, and the absolutely raging aura she emitted scared the socks off of me.
"Madam, I was just teaching your daughter some sign. I didn't think..."
The word sign threw her off. Apparently, she didn't know that people used it as a shortened word for sign language.
"Sign?" she spluttered. "No, you will not be teaching my daughter those revolting gang signs. She doesn't need you to influence her like that. She doesn't need to be a part of your gangery."
I was a rough-looking kid with short hair and scratches on my face from playing outside and climbing trees. All her screaming and stuff led to me crying. She told me to move to the other side of the room and to never talk to her daughter again because she's too good for people like me. I went home that afternoon and told my mother everything. Some of you may already know, but my mother is also an entitled parent. And boy, was she furious to know her child had been called a gangster by their teacher. She scheduled a meeting with my teacher, dragged me along with her, and just destroyed Madame Lola. She called her stupid and ignorant for not knowing I meant sign language and that she thought I, an 11-year-old who comes from a decent family, would do anything like that. In the end, my mother went to the principal and Madame Lola had to write a formal letter of apology. She could never properly look me in the eye again after that incident. Now, this story reminds me of a cool fan art I got from Skelly the other day over on Twitter. Now, other than the fact that this is really cool, look at it, Reddit gang right there. Now, I know that this story isn't about the Reddit gang itself, but I feel like maybe we should have some sort of gang sign. I don't know, maybe not, maybe not. Let me know, you guys decide in the comments. Is it a bit cringe or let's go with it? I don't know. And also, if any of you are good drawers or artists, send me your fan art over on Twitter. My Twitter is linked below and it's on screen right now. And the best ones, like this one from Skelly Jasper, will be in future videos. Moving on to our next story. Can you please not apply to Cornell? My son wants to apply there too. So this is a story that happened to my friend this year, and I'm honestly so shocked by this. So basically, my friend is a regular good student at school. She has amazing after-school activities and is student government president. She also has a perfect SAT score. It has been my friend's dream to go to Cornell. Both her parents went, and she has been in love with it for years. Now enter entitled mum and entitled son. My friend's mother gets a call on her mobile from the entitled mum. Basically, it goes like this.
"Hi, are you friend's mum?"
"Yes, what do you need?"
"Well, your daughter is applying to Cornell Early Decision, right?"
"Yes, she is. Why?"
"Can she please withdraw her application? My son is applying there and we want there to be less competition for him."
"If you agree to pay my daughter's full tuition wherever she goes, sure."
"Excuse me?"
My friend's mum just hung up on her. My friend is still applying to Cornell. Hopefully she gets in rather than this entitled mum spawn.
I love how this entitled mum actually thinks that it will help competition if one less person doesn't apply to Cornell. Like, there literally must be tens of thousands of students that apply. It's one of the most popular universities or colleges in the world, isn't it?
Entitled parent logic, ladies and gents, we love it. Moving on to our final story. Now, this title, it just explains everything.
"You were in my belly. I can do whatever I want with you."
Something I've heard on a regular basis my entire life from my mother. I don't even know where to begin. My mother is insane. I have so many stories of crazy things she did to me or experimented on me with. On the way less crazy side, she used the "you were inside of me" card to try and justify her not giving me basic privacy. I'm talking like preteen to late teens, shaming me for telling her I didn't want her in the same bathroom stall as me. Just imagine seeing a teen literally push out their arguing mother, getting screamed at for wanting to pee alone. Yep, that was me for years. She always had to be in the bathroom when I was showering, running her mouth the entire time, which I put up with, and occasionally ripping the curtain open to grab something random with no warning. I would get upset and be in tears, trying on occasion to gently stand up for myself and explain that I felt uncomfortable when someone saw my naked body, to which I would always get yelled at. Sometimes my mum would even cry in response, while yelling at me saying that she has seen me naked before and I came out of her naked and she changed my diapers. Yeah, that's not an excuse. It wasn't just me.
me, my father has been greatly affected by her entitlement as well. The whole story of how they came to be is actually really sad. Basically, they worked together. My dad gave my mum his number and she meant to throw it away but forgot to. Her brothers embarrassed her, she stormed out of the house and started driving around. All of her friends were busy, so she had no place to go, and she found my dad's number on the floorboard of her car on accident. She reluctantly called him because she had nothing else to do. My dad had a rough life. Parents divorced, his abusive father got custody and remarried a witch. They had two kids together and made my dad move into the basement. He wasn't allowed to eat at the table with them. He was only to be called up to get a plate of whatever they had left over and ate it alone in the basement downstairs. He obviously got severely depressed and got into drugs. By the time my mum was with him, he was still on them and at this point was getting into meth. Through this all, he's one of the nicest, mildest persons I've ever met. My mum became his world and was the only person he had in his life. She demanded he got off all drugs, otherwise she would leave him, which she still uses and threatens to his face today, and he cut cold turkey. She gained complete control over him and still has it to this day. It makes me so sick. She has barely worked at all. She's gotten like a 1 or 2 night a week waiting table job a handful of times for a short while. She makes him work more than the full time in a physically demanding job that is basically killing him and spends all of his money on ridiculous stuff, including giving $400 a month to the cult she raised me in that he is not involved with. She then stays at home, sleeps in until 12 to 2pm every day, then gets on her iPad and looks at conspiracy theories all day. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? Anyway, she's made him do so much with her fit-throwing entitlement. We have moved 9 times because of things she's wanted. He's done so much work on the multiple houses we have lived in with no extra help from anyone. Residing, putting new windows in, roofing, lots of fencing, add-ons, etc. He barely has any free time. He gets up at 5am for work, gets home at 5pm and has to listen to her nagging and her freaks out about conspiracies and lists of things he needs to do. I really feel bad for the guy. If he tries to have any input on anything, it's always shut down and he's belittled for having his own opinions. She is the boss and always has been. Now he has just learned to say, "I don't care, you pick. I don't care, it's whatever you want." It breaks my heart to see, honestly, knowing that he wouldn't ever leave her. When I turned 18, I would say things got worse for me living at home. She would scream at me and tell me that being an adult doesn't give me the right to make my own decisions. She would still try to take away my phone even though I paid for it all on my own account. She would take my bank card and try to look up my bank account balances. She would force me to show her my pay stubs. She would open all of my mail and packages. Sometimes she would do things like randomly steal my keys and clean out my car without me knowing, and then using it as leverage to try to force me to do something else. Even bringing up these occasions years later about all she has done for me. She would blame me for the house being dirty even when I have a full-time job and a part-time job and was barely ever home. Meanwhile, she's at home 24/7. Two memorable occasions of her snooping through my room and causing drama is when I went to the dermatologist and got put on birth control as an effort to control my painful cystic hormonal acne I've had forever. I didn't tell my mum as she's super involved in the cult, which has super strict rules including those on premarital sex. I knew she would freak out and accuse me of that if she hears anything about birth control. I kept it hidden for a while, then I went to the doctor for something and got a summary of my visit printed out, which included my current medications listed. I didn't look at it, I just put it in my desk in my room. A couple days later, I was greeted at the door with it and screamed at, questioned why I was on birth control. Another fun thing was when she told me God spoke to her and told her there was something evil in the house, and his spirit caused him to look through my room to find the source, which ended in her finding my special effects makeup / equipment I spent hundreds on. She said she knew these things were inviting the devil into her home and got rid of it all. I moved out a couple months ago and it's been great. Although something recently happened. She apparently got a hold of my therapist and tried talking to her about all of my problems, because I'm on medications now and they are making me so reclusive. She knew I was in therapy but didn't know where or who or when, so I don't know how she got this info. It made me so freaking mad when my therapist informed me of her phone call. At least she saw firsthand a little of the crazy I've been telling her about. Oh my god, I can't imagine having a parent like this. My advice is to get a restraining order on your mum and say you don't feel safe around her, and also ask r/legal advice, they will tell you exactly how to get out of this situation. Now I know this story is on r/entitled parents, but this honestly sounds like it should be on r/insane parents, this is just crazy. Anyway, that is the end of this one, I hope you all enjoyed it. If you did, click on the playlist for more entitled parent stories.
stories. Also, check out my other video in the pinned comment. It's slightly different, and I will see you all tomorrow with another video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.